Only 2.5 weeks for Maine for people to enroll in health insurance plans under the Affordable Care Act. As Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports, experts at Access Health Connecticut are investing in new ways to reach out to people.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. We have an appointment.
Okay, and we're just going to have you sign in on the iPads.
Workers for Access Health Connecticut check in residents as they trickle into the Lyceum Conference Center in Hartford. They're there for a public enrollment fair, where specialists help people select and apply for health care plans for coverage in 2020. The nonprofit has boosted the number of fairs and expanded city locations in recent years as ways to reach more people, especially residents who are still uninsured.
Have you been on the Access Health website recently?
It was at the Hartford Fair where Deborah Bigelow finalized her health plan. She says going without coverage isn't an option.
It could be frustrating, and it can cause you to say, you know what, you know, just to throw your hands up in the air and just say, I'm not going to do it. But then the ripple effect of that is, you know, if you get sick and you got to pay for it out of pocket, what is it going to cost you, and how is that going to affect your life?
Bigelow is among more than 20,000 Connecticut residents who have so far purchased insurance policies during this year's open enrollment period. Access Health officials estimate that another 67,000 people will automatically renew their coverage. For Bigelow, the state exchange provides her with health insurance that she doesn't get from her employer. For others, it may be the only place where they can get financial assistance toward coverage. But Andrea Ravitz, the organization's communications and marketing director, says they're still missing people.
A lot of what we've done is to really look into, you know, what are some of the barriers? Let's understand where these individuals are coming from. Access Health Connecticut has been in the market for 7 open enrollments, and we still have 187,000 people that are uninsured.
In a new pilot program this year, Access Health workers started canvassing communities door-to-door in Hartford, Fairfield, Norwalk, and Bridgeport, cities that have higher uninsured rates, according to census data. Workers can answer questions and show residents health plan options in person. Ravitz says it's also a way to reach people in underserved populations like immigrants who may fear seeking health services or coming to a public enrollment fair because of stricter federal policies.
The communities that we serve are extremely diverse, not only from a cultural background, but ethnic and language. Like, all these different things are going to play such a crucial part when it comes to deciding something as personal and as important as insurance.
Ravitz says fear is likely to have an impact on uninsured rates, particularly among families with mixed immigration status. If mom and dad don't have legal status, but their children do, Ravitz says Access Health can get the children covered.
But I know firsthand that those parents are going to probably think twice before even coming to talk to somebody because they're afraid, because there's fear around it.
Ravitz hopes the canvassing program is a solution to that problem and ultimately helps more Connecticut residents get health insurance. Open enrollment ends December 15th. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.